From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says this past week's deal to get Iran to stop developing nuclear weapons does more than anyone has done before to prevent Iran from getting them. In his weekly Saturday address, Mr. Obama said Iran cannot cheat on the deal because the verification process it sets up is comprehensive and intrusive. He said if Iran reneges on the agreement, which calls for Iran to ship 98% of its nuclear material out of the country, the economic sanctions that have crippled the Iranian economy would snap back into place.
Without this deal, there would be no limits on Iran's nuclear program. There would be no monitoring, no inspections. The sanctions we rallied the world to impose would unravel. Iran could move closer to a nuclear weapon. Other countries in the region might race to do the same. And we'd risk another war in the most volatile region in the world.
Earlier Saturday, Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, made his own comments on the deal. He told the Iranian people at Eid al-Fitr prayers in Tehran that the nuclear agreement with the U.S. and its allies does not signal cooperation on other issues. Mr. Khamenei spoke to Iranians on live television as the nation celebrated the end of the holy month of Ramadan. Iraqi officials say about 100 people were killed in a suicide car bombing in the country's eastern Diyala province, in one of the deadliest attacks carried out by the Islamic State group since they overran large parts of Iraq. This is VOA News.